Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Great Ideas Radio Show, and I'm having technical difficulties, so I'm just going to warn everybody right out of the chute that if one of us or both of us disappear, don't go anywhere. But literally, I mean, the whole time that whole thing was going on, John, the intro music, my phone was cutting in and out, so I'm here right now, but don't go
you, the next hour and a half. You know what I can't stand though is people who use the word literally.
Literally, you can't stand that?
Literally, I can't. Dude, it is so overused. It's kind of like the word like.
Like you mean like
literally, like literally, dude, the two words.
Yeah.
I just want to hit people in the head. Just with a, like a sock full of nickels.
Like literally.
Like literally.
Good evening, everybody. We don't have a guest tonight. We've got 25 food news stories, though. And
I'm only paid for 20, folks. I'm only paid for 20 of these, so the last five are going to be interesting.
Before we go there, hold on here. Oh, Jesus. Hold on a second now. Push this button.
You have,
Before
now
we go
you have
there,
a problem with Superman music?
Yes. the Superman music isn't working. But anyway, tell us what's going on with
that's because
Death
you live below
Dawson.
The Manson-Nixon line. Oh God, no.
What's going
you know, the
on
professor from the Gilligan's Island built his power system. Frank pedals on a bike while he's doing these tapings. It's phenomenal to watch. Yeah.
There it goes.
Hey, all right. Hey, yes. Okay, I shall rise to the occasion. We've only got about, oh my God, less than a month left until the NYC 2018 Hot Sauce Expo. If you're not going to go to this thing, well, that's fine. You might want to think about doing so. We're going to be doing the death match, our wing-eating DEF CON death match. The 21st of April at 4 o'clock p.m. on the stage of doom. I'm going to hurt people, and they let me do it voluntarily. It's a wonderful way to do business, and there will be pukage, so please do not stand in the front row. Okay, that being said... DEF CON, we're plugging along. We're just plugging along, getting ready to start off the entire season with all the farmers markets and shows and events we're going to be doing. We have a full calendar. Please, DEF CON Sauces or John Dilley on Facebook, be my friend. I have lots of them. Some of them don't even know it. Be my friend on Facebook, and you'll know where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing, and it'll be really freaking awesome. So, we got wing sauces, habanero horseradishes, jerkies, hot sticks. Oh, God, we got all sorts of different dry rubs and the infamous zero. So, if you want to find something a little different, go to DEF CON. That's about it. Look at that. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, and Pokemon Go Community Day was freaking awesome today. They had Bulbasaurs coming out of my ass. They were everywhere. They had the Shinies out there. You got a whole bunch of those motherfuckers. We had a great time today. So all pokied out. I must have walked. I walked probably about 15, 20 kilometers today.
Like it's you and like 4 million 7-year-olds that still play that.
Today it was me and about 300 or 400 people between the ages of 30 and 60.
I just don't get it. I will never understand.
Because
you
don't like to exercise. You don't like to walk. You'd rather sit.
Yeah, that is true. That is
well, there you
very,
go.
Very
then
true.
You cannot play Pokemon Go.
And that's literally true.
Like, really?
Like really? All right. Well, we're still on here. I think I said this. We don't have a guest tonight, but we're going to do food news.
The guest got locked up last minute. It's kind of weird. Something about a pencil and a pig. We're not even going to go there.
Yeah, we won't go there. Okay. Let me hold on a second here. I got to get the food news up. I'm trying to play our food news entry music. It's not working. So I'm just telling you. Tonight.
Well, you
got to
be careful with that needle on the 78, Frank. You know, you got to wind it up first. You know, you get the dog sitting next to the big horn. It'll be good. It'll be good.
Okay. I'm just going to forget the intro music. We don't need it anyway. Let's go.
It's not get smart. It's get stupid.
Hey, by the way, before I forget, we haven't mentioned this, even though it is on the website, and I think he doesn't even know that we're still advertising for him. But, you know, we have a sponsor. Well, at least I think we do. We have a sponsor for this show that Fogarty Charcoal Ovens. co.uk.
He's doing a lot of stuff. I'm following him on Facebook. John's doing a lot. He's doing a bunch of stuff.
I know, but I haven't heard from him. We were supposed to call him like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I forgot.
Well, maybe his mom kicked him out of the flat.
Maybe his mom did. We can't wake mom. I was going to call him tonight just before the show, but I don't want to wake up mom. But anyway, check out his Fogarty charcoal oven. The link is here. It's a pretty cool oven, and we're trying to help him get that to the U.S. And I'm going to call him next week. Find out if he's still a sponsor.
Wow. That's so nice of you.
Yeah, I will.
Oh,
all right, now back to here we go. I'm going to try this now. Food news. All right, food news. We got 25 stories, John. So I guess we better get started.
Are a lot of them good?
Yeah, there's some good ones in here. By the way, if you want to call and talk about anything, 714-242-5272. And oh yeah, remember we had a lady call in, our Deborah.
Yes, she was. Yes, yes.
you know, well, she was going to call in tonight, but she said she was very tired, and she didn't think she was going to be able to make it. But she did send me information about a topic we talked about last week as to why mint jelly is used with lamb. Do you know why, John?
You're going to tell me.
Well, actually, there's several reasons, but the main reason, there doesn't seem to be anybody that knows the true reason, but the main reason is because back in the day, people actually ate mutton instead of lamb, and now lamb tastes
like
mutton.
They still eat it. It's an old mutton is an old lamb. I mean, what the...
Right, well, have you had it? You know, mutton to me tastes like crap. Well, that's exactly why they came out with the mint jelly, because it tastes like crap. The mint jelly sort of made it taste better.
Oy.
That's the gist of it. Back in, I guess, the 1700s or something, because mutton was more of a main staple over in Europe, and it doesn't taste the greatest. So mint was in season at the time. It's also a seasonal thing. At the same time when they were killing sheep. So it became kind of a tradition to basically eat the mint jelly so that your mutton would taste better.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes. It's like a spoon.
Wow.
It's like a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Well, in this case, the mint jelly helps the mutton go down. All right.
Put the lime in the coconut. Oh my God.
Speaking of going down, no, I won't talk about that. All right, let's talk about.
Oh, stop it. What, you're talking about an imaginary date? What are you talking about?
Yes. All right, food news. Story number one. Now, you're going to like this. This is a New Jersey story. But
oh, good.
I have to ask you, do you like Panera Bread?
You know, I'll tell you what. I was going to tell a story before. But, for bread, it's not bad. I'm a big sourdough person, and they don't have a bad one. Other than that, I have never eaten anything other than I'll go down. If we pass by one and I'm hungry, I'll stop and get a loaf of bread and go home.
Well, I don't particularly care for Panera Bread. And by the way, do you want to tell your story?
Well, they don't particularly care for you either. As a matter of fact, my wife, the awesome wife unit, Maggie. I don't know if you saw my post on Facebook. A lot of you did. A lot of you maybe didn't.
Yes, I did.
And, she's an amazing person to begin with. She married me. God bless her soul. But beyond that, I mean, the woman, you can't keep her down. I mean, she works at a hospital at night. She's an EMT thing. Then she works for the court system during the day. That's like, oh, God. Anyway, she knows I like sourdough bread. And she took it upon herself. No, and this was not rehearsed. Frank did not. We did not plan this beforehand, talking about this. But yeah, I made a big deal about it on Facebook the other day. And it got done, man. I'll tell you what. Hundreds of you chimed in. And I got a shit ton of freaking email messages and stuff like that from it. She went ahead, knowing I like sourdough bread, out of the kindness of her heart, decided to make the culture, the mother, what they call it, to make the sourdough. And I'll tell you what, this bitch, that shit ain't easy. That takes time. It takes effort. To make the sourdough. I mean, once you have it, the only thing you got to do is keep feeding it more flour. But man, I'll tell you what, that shit stinks. When you first start making it, those yeast, all they do is fart. Yeast fart. That's what they do. That's why there's the holes in Swiss cheese. Are fart holes, okay? The holes in bread are fart holes. That's what yeast does. They fart. That's all they do is fart. They eat and fart. It's like Frank. So it's just like Frank can make bread. But anyway, she actually succeeded in making the mother, the culture,
sourdough.
The culture for the sourdough. Well, no, she succeeded. She succeeded, and we have limited time because she works crazy hours. I work crazy hours, like two shifts passing in the night. We're gonna be making the bread this weekend from the culture she made, and this is gonna be freaking awesome. And she is just amazingly awesome for even trying to do this kind of thing, and she did it out of the kindness of her heart. And God bless her soul. She's just a good person. I guess she's gonna get her wings. I don't know about me, but I'm gonna get horns.
Yeah, you've already got horns. All right. I had no idea you were going there because I thought, well, I guess when I said going down, it made you think of your wife and then the story about Panera Bread. So, okay, I want to
go down on yeast. You want to go down on farts. Dude, that's gross.
All right, let's go back to Panera Bread. Are you done with your story and talking about
Endor,
how great you are?
Smell my anal vapor. What?
Are you done talking about how wonderful your wife is and et
well,
cetera?
Well, she is. She is
want...
wonderful. She is wonderful.
Okay.
And then she, out of kindness of her heart, is going to make me sourdough bread. That's really freaking cool. It's not just like making regular bread, dude. Sourdough bread, there's a whole freaking...
I know. Enough of that. Okay, so speaking of sourdough bread, Panera Bread is launching a delivery service at 34 New Jersey locations starting this spring.
That's because we're busy people.
The company plans to hire hundreds of additional employees to deliver food, reported NewJersey.com. Panera Bread's refrigerated soups, this is interesting, exceeded $100 million in retail sales last year, growing nearly 27%. You know, I didn't even know they had soup. Of course, I've only been there like three times. The company attributes the growth to its commitment to... Now, this is where I have a question for you. It says the company attributes the growth to its commitment to, and this is exactly what it says, 100% clean food. Now, what the hell does that mean?
That means you don't have to wash your hands after you eat it.
the commitment to 100% clean food. Wouldn't you think all food companies shoot for 100% clean food?
You would hope so.
Jesus Christ. It's broccoli.
Yeah, I mean, clean
cheddar.
Food. I mean, I prefer my food dirty because I'm Jersey.
It's broccoli cheddar soup is the top seller across this restaurant and also
the
grocery
nasty.
Retailer.
Oh, the farting.
Broccoli
and cheese. Oh, not only do you fart a lot, they stink to high heaven. All right, that's great.
Yeah, speaking of sourdough.
You'd be cropped dust in the whole office after lunch.
Story number two, the Trump administration, we always have a political story, you know that? The Trump administration invited trade officials to develop a list of tariffs on Chinese products. The yet-to-be-specified tariffs are designed to address what the administration believes are unfair Chinese trade practices. He did sign something this past week, okay? The EU and six other countries will be temporarily...
No. Pronounce that correctly. It's the EU.
The EU and the six other countries will be temporarily exempted from U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs. Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Mexico, and South Korea will be exempted along with the EU, from the 25% steel and 10% aluminum tariffs. So basically what Trump is basically doing, he's exempting everybody except one big country, which, by the way, is our number two.
It has been making shit tons of money off the United States for years, and we make nothing. Virtually nothing off of them.
Well, that is our number
but
two.
But for him to do that, that's wrong in people's eyes. Oh, he's just raising waves because that's what he does. Well, screw you, dude. They've been making shit tons of money off of us, and we get nothing in return. That's okay with
but
you.
Well, we love
them. Well, I didn't say that. Yeah, you did.
We do love them, John. They are 7.1% of our least listening audiences in China.
Yeah, well, the ones that are allowed to have radios.
Meanwhile, China plans to impose tariffs on up to $3 billion worth of our product from the U.S. to make up for the losses caused by the U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. The first category, can you say trade war? The first category
is a trade war that means no more spandex than Walmart.
They're expected to impose a 15% tariff. And it involves $977 million worth of U.S. exports to China, including fresh fruit, dried fruit, nut products, and ginseng.
Okay, good. Okay. Wait. Besides the fresh ones, the other three, the dried and the ginseng, okay, that's fine. Do you know what they do with that? Okay, the export to that, we ship it to them for virtually nothing to go over their borders. They ship it back to us at a higher rate than we sold it to them, and they put all that junk into it and sell it back to us. How do you think tilapia got made?
That's a fish. It has nothing to do with fresh fruit.
Want to bet? No. I said everything but the fresh fruit. Vegetables or the dried fruits, the nuts, all kind of stuff. We send it to them. They do whatever the hell they do with it. Nobody, God knows what. It comes back a little heavier. God knows. Monsanto must have an arm in that one. And then ships it back to us for a higher price, and they make a shit ton of money off of it, and we make almost nothing selling it to them for profit. It's incredible.
Yes.
But everybody's okay with that.
Yeah, I know. And then on top of that, 25% tariff will be added to U.S. exports to China for pork and pork products, recycled aluminum. So we're in a trade war.
We ship them freshly killed chickens. They ship it back to us processed.
They do
weigh more. Why would they? Shouldn't they weigh less?
You live in a fantasy world when it comes to that. They do not do that. Huh. I've told you this half a dozen shows ago.
Okay.
We feed their people. We ship them product, but they don't turn around and ship it. They don't ship.
No, we don't feed the
chicken.
People. We feed their government. The government feeds the people, like North Korea.
All right. I'm just telling you, you're wrong about that. We do ship product.
Yeah,
to China,
yeah, absolutely.
They don't ship it back. They don't ship it back to us. Not
they
pork
certainly
and
do.
Chicken. No, they don't.
Chicken especially. You kidding me? Come on.
No, come on.
You can
I'll
do it.
I'll agree with you. Maybe with some dried fruit.
You have to,
because
I'm right.
But no. All right. Story number four.
Killing me. You're killing me.
All right. My favorite and your favorite, Chipotle Mexican Grill. Well, they haven't.
Yes. Can I get the E. coli shake?
Well, get this. An investor lawsuit. When it was against the company, but it was dismissed. The lawsuit claimed the company concealed food safety risk, causing its stock to drop after outbreaks of foodborne illnesses in 2014 and 2015. The judge
said foodborne illnesses. It sounds so non-lethal.
The judge ruled that while the outbreaks were a cause for concern, people could die.
I love legalese. They were cause for concern. The fuck? What? The cause for concern? I don't know. You got people like evacuating at every orifice of their body because they ate the lettuce, and that's a cause for concern. Oh my goodness.
E. coli is a cause for concern, but the lawsuit failed to support its claim that Chipotle defrauded investors. In other words, they're saying that they didn't know anything about it until it happened, and I guess these investors lost.
Now, you know Chipotle's? You remember Photomat?
Yes.
That little kiosk would be in the middle of a godforsaken parking lot. That little teeny little building. That's what Chipotle's are turning into. You notice that? They're shrinking. They're going down in size.
They are.
These things are going to it's going to be like an ATM machine for Chipotle soon.
Well, you know what? That is true. That truly is the magic of restaurant business. You either got too many seats and not enough butts, or too many butts and not enough seats.
Chipotle's turning into it's like an ATM machine. I mean, it's like a Photomat.
Yeah, I mean, their stores are getting smaller because not as many people are going in there, so they're cutting down their square
footage.
Because
they don't want to shit themselves on the way home.
Okay, story number five. I know, but you know what? They got rid of that asshole president that they had at Chipotle, the CEO. So I'm glad.
Did he take the place of the asshole at Target?
And by the way, these are all opinions, folks. These are just our opinions.
Mine's based on fact. I make facts.
I create facts. Because my lawyer friend says we need to be careful, so make sure everybody understands these are only our opinions.
They're my facts.
It's called commentary. Okay.
Mine, not anybody else's, only my facts.
Only ours. All right, number five. Amazon is searching for bigger Whole Foods Market locations. Get this. That they can serve as grocery stores and distribution centers on online orders, according to a person familiar with the matter.
There's a go-to person, according to a person who is familiar with the matter. Now, and that's like it's my maid. She I told her about it about a month ago, and I think she remembers what we're talking about. But she has an opinion about it.
Well, it's better than going to somebody who's unfamiliar with the matter, I suppose.
Oh, like CNN,
okay.
Right?
The company wants to convert parking lot areas into stalls for Amazon delivery contractors to load orders and has reportedly asked one of its landlords to create these stalls at some of the stores. Amazon, yes.
They're going to be packing in stalls. Is this like some kind of a weird club?
I guess it's going to be more like, you know, like a horse stall, I guess. Where you
you back into
know.
The stall and they pack it. That's gross.
Remember, this is coming from a person who's familiar with the matter.
Right. Yes, it's Camilla.
Yeah, Amazon was also granted a patent for a delivery drone that can respond to human gestures. Now, this is funny.
Oh, God. You give it the finger, it vaporizes you. That's great.
Yes. Depending on a person's gesture, the drone can adjust its behavior that would distinguish the drone interacting with just plain bystanders versus customers waiting on their doorsteps for their orders.
It'll adjust.
That's
we have a happy
is.
Drone. Oh, my goodness. We have a sad drone. It's weeping oil. Oh, my God.
We don't make this stuff up. It's right here in the news.
It'll adjust its emotions. Oh, now we have emotion drones. These are emo drones.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yep. This is great.
You think about that. So what kind of gestures do you have to make? The drone can adjust its behavior and can distinguish whether you're a bystander or a customer.
Well, no. I see where this is going. Remember Terminator?
Yeah.
Fuck you, asshole. That's what it's going to do. It's good. Best response. It's going to start talking to him.
Well,
fuck
they've
you,
got
asshole.
A patent on it. I want to order something. I want a drone to deliver something to my house. So I've got to figure out what they deliver. Yeah,
no,
dude,
you don't.
I want to
it knows where you
gestures.
Live.
I want to make like different gestures. Like if I moon it, what will it do?
Run away.
All right, story number six.
I flashed the drone and it shot me with lightning.
ShopRite has rolled out a line of chef's menu meal kits. Here we go with these damn meal kits.
They rolled
kits.
Out a line. Must be in the 80s.
These damn meal kits across six states. All of the meals meet USDA recommended dietary guidelines that have been
meal
approved
kits.
By ShopRite's corporate in-store
meal kits. We call them MREs. These are civilian MREs.
These are MREs. You're right. I never even
right.
thought about that.
Yes, but they can't call them that because people will be offended.
They are MREs, aren't they?
They are. Meal kits. A meal. Oh, we get our blue ribbon or a blue bonnet or whatever the frick it's called. We get our meal kits. We get meal kits.
Blue apron.
What do you do with
blue
that? I just add water. It's a meal kit. No, it's an MRE, you dumb wench. Oh, God. Oh.
Blue bonnet. Blue apron. We're close, though.
Blue bonnet, blue apron, blue freaking jock strap. I don't know.
I told you. About a year ago, how stupid that Blue Apron idea was. And though the Federal
it's
Express
dumb, dumb,
is still
dumb,
in the
dumb,
box,
dumb.
You don't see it now, though. I don't see a damn Blue Apron box of any FedEx truck that comes to my house anymore. I mean, my neighbors were ordering the shit out of it.
I mean, meal kits. What the hell? You just open your fridge. Go shopping every once in a while. You're paying five times what you have to for a meal kit. You can do this yourself for like 20% the price.
I know, but there's a bunch of nuts out there that are doing it. Even Walmart.
It's a meal kit.
Some
hips are rolling up on a penny farthing bike with a freaking bird's nest in his beard.
All right, I'm going to tell you something now. Think about this. We were probably, you're about the same age as me. I'm a little older than you, but we were probably seven, eight, nine, 10 years old. Remember Swanson TV dinners?
Yeah, they suck, dude.
I know, but that was probably, I mean, we were way ahead of our times. That was a meal kit, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was. Throw it in the oven. Yeah, throw it in the oven. But now it's even easier than that. Add 2 drops of water, throw it in the microwave for 8 seconds, it'll feed a family of 9.
All right. Story number 7. Easter is just around the corner. That's this coming Sunday. Easter
yes.
spending is expected to total $18.2 billion in 2018.
And that's just DEFCON sales.
You wish, don't you? $5.7 billion of that being spent on food, according to data from the National Retail Federation. This year's spending is slightly less than last year, but the second highest level on record. I don't really buy anything.
People still believe in the shit. I think it's awesome. And
well,
what are they buying?
Easter.
It's like, no, yeah, you're pissed off at Easter because you don't get a day off. It's on a Sunday. You're pissed off because you don't get a day off.
I mean,
that's why you don't like Easter.
I guess they do. I mean, Easter baskets and shit like that, I guess. They still do that?
Yeah, man, growing up, I used to love the Easter baskets. You kidding me? Maggie still gets me those the Reese's eggs, the eggs every year for Easter. I thought those
are pretty good. Now, what is this called?
What, Carvel with Dumpy the Pumpkin? I mean, where are you going with this?
No. What are those eggs called? The one that have the gooey center. What is that called?
The Cadbury eggs.
Cadbury. That was close.
Yeah.
Carvel.
I love the rabbit making the duck noise. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a Monsanto rabbit.
All right. So much for Easter. Number 8.
Well, it's kind of like Malamars. I think about Malamars is the one. I mean, you know what Malamar is, right?
What is Malamar? I've heard that name, but what is
that?
Oh,
my God. You got to be kidding me. Are you? Oh, God. You got to get up north. They make the Malamar. It's a chocolate-covered, like, a marshmallow thing. But they don't make them in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
Because they melt.
Yeah, okay.
Only in the wintertime can you get them. I think it's kind of cool. And it's been like that for decades.
So that, well, you know, that's sort of like a peep, isn't it? But it's got chocolate on it.
When did they put chocolate on peeps?
No, I'm saying that's the same thing as a peep, except it has
chocolate.
No,
you'll suffocate the peep. You'll suffocate the peep. Then PETA's going to be on your ass.
I think I've got a story about peeps in here somewhere. Okay, let me go to this next story.
PETA peeps.
Food trucks. Food trucks generated an estimated $2.7 billion in revenue last year. That's a lot of food truck business. $2.7 billion. That's up from $650 million in 2014. So, wow.
Right. No, because, dude, it's not just about fried pieces of crap out of the side of a van. I mean, they're getting really kind of cool with the cuisines coming out of these things.
They are, actually. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce did a study, and the study found the most friendly cities for food trucks are Portland, Oregon, Denver, Colorado.
That's because they're all stoned, all right.
I mean, how do you consider this? I guess this has to do with zoning and what have you. But Portland, Oregon, Denver, Colorado, Orlando, Florida, Philadelphia, that surprised me, and
Philadelphia? Wait. There's happiness
brother
there?
Brotherly love.
When did that happen?
Brotherly love. Yeah, that's brotherly love and trust.
Yeah, you got to separate the brothers with scalding water. Yeah, that's love.
The most challenging cities were Boston, Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, California, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Seattle, Washington. Very difficult for food truck business. So,
maybe because the food truck cuisine sucks. That's why they have a hard time. It could happen.
Well, this is a study for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to see which cities were more friendly, more friendly.
Yeah, so the innocuous friendly. So they paid $400 billion for this research analyst to go out there and kind of come up with what he considers being friendly. Friendly.
Right.
Friendly. Did they say hi? If they said hi, that's friendly.
No, I think actually the study was handled by the Mr. Rogers Foundation.
Oh, good.
They were just
a bloody sock. All right, good. Yeah, I'm right on that.
Won't you be my neighbor? Have a food
truck.
Whatever. All right. Number 9.
Rogers. This is freaking awesome.
Wouldn't you like to be my neighbor? Want to go and come to my imaginary land? I got a roofie for you.
Come see my food truck, little boy.
Come see my food truck. Want to taste my shawarma?
Number nine.
Oh, my God.
This is very interesting. This is very, very interesting. Sales of mushrooms jumped 9.7% in January as compared to the same period the previous year. Do you know why? This is very interesting.
People think they're hallucinogenic, but they're wrong.
According to the American Mushroom Institute, the Institute knows there's an institute for everything. The institute notes mushroom producers are working to increase their yields, but supply cannot currently meet demand due to the blend initiative. The blend initiative. Have you heard about this?
Oh, this is the shit that they grow out of?
No. There's a new blend initiative to teach people to combine mushrooms with meat for burgers and other dishes. And it's made a shortage of mushrooms.
They're trying to make meat rooms?
Huh? No, meat rooms.
They're trying to make meat rooms?
No.
Oh, that's gross. That's Monsanto got written all over it.
Where they're trying to teach people to use mushrooms, and they've done so well, there's a 9.7% increase in 2018 just in January. They can't keep up. So maybe we should go in the mushroom business, John.
Yeah, but normally it's illegal.
Yeah, no, I've heard it's a bunch of shit. Get it?
Well, that's what they grow out of. Yeah, buddy,
yeah,
you better have a bunch of that on hand.
Racehorse shit, actually. Okay. Number
Whip it, shit.
Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. You ever been there?
Where?
Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. It's one of the mushroom capitals of the United States.
Oh, it's probably smelled wonderful. No, I haven't.
They literally, there's that word.
Like?
They literally bring in racehorse shit and grow the mushrooms in it.
Oh, that's great. And the racehorse shit is full of all sorts of happy little go-faster horsey grugs.
No, they actually said that because they feed them such high-protein diets and very good diets, racehorses, that they found that the shit was very good for growing mushrooms.
Yeah, but they juice them with steroids and everything else, too. So you're going to eat a whole bunch of Kemet Square mushrooms, you turn into Lou Ferrigno in The Incredible Hulk.
All right, story number 10.
Don't make the mushroom angry. You won't like it when it's angry.
Sugar-sweetened beverages could be linked to a higher risk of heart disease. Well, this is a surprise.
No kidding.
According to a study presented by the American Heart Association, of course, the study indicated that adults over the age of 45, well, that's you and me, John, who drank an average of 24 ounces or more of sugar-sweetened beverages every day had more than double the risk of dying from heart disease over a six-year study period. When compared, now listen to this. This is what cracks me up.
What's the placebo? This should be good.
You know, this if someone drinks 24 ounces of sugary drinks, which that's a lot, by the way.
In a six-year study.
Compared to those who only had 1 ounce or less. Well, gee whiz. Who the heck is drinking
1 ounce
of a...
What? Wait. Give me 1 ounce of Coke. It sounds like an 80s drug deal. What the hell are you talking about?
So they're giving one group 24 times the amount. Well, of course they're going to have more heart disease. 1 ounce or less. Now, who the hell just
drinking 1 ounce? Well, see, that's the placebo. It's like, yeah, okay, we're going to... Okay, the people that were given 5 breaths of air per day lived longer than those that weren't.
Exactly.
It's so stupid. And then millions of dollars are spent. Millions of your taxpayer dollars are spent for them to come up with this epiphany of stupidity.
We don't make this stuff up. It comes right out of the news. All right, story number one.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
More than a dozen Whole Foods market executives and senior managers have left since Amazon acquired the chain, according to a former employee.
Oh, my goodness.
And a tweeter.
Did they leave or they've been pronounced missing?
No, they left. I mean, this comes from someone who's familiar with the situation.
Oh, familiar with the situation. Yes. Yeah, that one. It's the same maid. It's the second story. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. How you doing, Chantrell?
People who have left include leaders of the bakery, produce, sustainability, and local foods divisions. However, executives from both Amazon and Whole Foods claim the two companies share a customer focus. They're fitting together well and have made great strides in the merger in just a short time. So who do you want to believe? The people that are leaving or the people who are staying?
It depends. The people are leaving. Are they leaving on their own accord?
I don't know what they were driving, but they left.
Oh, listen to you. I see what you did there. I see what you did there. were they fired or they just left? Yeah, you prelude. Oh, my, you really, really? Oh, come on, like, can we be civic about this? were they fired? Yeah, you went there. I finished the sentence. Did they leave on their own accord or were they fired?
I don't know what they were. Like I said, I don't know what they were driving, but they left on their own.
They left on their own. And they mailed them their box at a later date of what everything was in their office.
Which probably made sense anyway. A lot of people aren't going to like working for the behemoth, so they just probably said, screw this, I'm going somewhere else.
I don't want to work for the behemoth Amazon. I want to work for the behemoth Whole Foods that sucks. They sell asparagus water.
All right, story number 12. Now, These are the kind of stories that just make me go, oh, geez. 45% of C-store, which is convenience stores, that's an abbreviation for convenience, C.
No, C's an abbreviation for something else as well, but whatever. Yeah, continue.
And that has a G spot if you think about it. Okay.
I see what you did there.
45% of C-store consumers report purchasing breakfast at a convenience store at least once per month. That seems like low to me. I would have thought it'd be more than that. 45%.
Hell no. Yeah, I want the last hot dog, Ahmad. I want the last hot dog rolling on those roller things that's been there for 3 months. I've been staring at
breakfast.
That in line when I'm buying my coffee in the morning. I've been watching that thing roll around on the rollers for months. I want that one. For breakfast.
Well, that's what I wanted to know too, because I swing into Wawa. We always talk about Wawa. I swing into Wawa. I swing into Wawa and I pick up coffee, and I'll pick up like a Kind bar, or sometimes when I'm more than
a Kind bar. Oh my God, you are a hipster at large. Listen to you. I pick up a Kind bar. And I kiss the Chihuahua.
Sometimes, actually more than sometimes, I stop and get a donut. But I'd probably do that half a dozen times a month at least.
That's not breakfast.
That's
breakfast is like, no, it's not. That donut's not breakfast. And a Kind bar. A Kind bar? It's not breakfast. It's like me buying an Almond Joy. Here's my breakfast, dude. No, it's not breakfast.
Actually, what I usually buy when I'm traveling, I'll swing into a C-store, and I will pick up coffee and a Hershey's bar. That's usually what I get. With almonds.
But would you consider that breakfast?
Well, yeah.
Well, okay, then they're counting that in breakfast. So the entire study is bullshit.
I mean, if you buy it between the hours of like 4 a.m. until like 11, I would consider that breakfast.
4 a.m. If it's 4 a.m. and you got dry mouth and red eyes, that ain't breakfast, pal. That's a binge.
Okay, 65% of 35 to 44-year-old C-store customers report purchasing breakfast at least once per month, while 60% of 18 to 24-year-olds sit the same.
I'd like to know what the pre-dawn receipts are on that one.
Yeah, me too. All right, story number 13. We got a ways to go.
Hey, whatever.
Okay, here we go.
I'm only paid for the first 20, like I said.
Plant-based monounsaturated fats are associated with a lower risk of dying from heart disease, well, no duh, and other causes than animal-based monounsaturated
fats. Did you just say, well, no duh?
The researchers
Did you just say those three words next to each other? Well, no duh.
No duh.
You did, didn't you? You did it.
Yeah,
you said that. Oh, my God.
The researchers found people who ate a lot of plant-based fats, like those found in vegetable oils, avocados, nuts, and seeds, had a 16% lower risk of dying compared to those. Well, wait a minute. You don't have a 16% lower risk of dying.
I've never seen a fat plant.
We all going to die. A lower risk
I've never seen a fat plant.
Avocado's got a lot of damn fat in it.
That's something that came from Mars, dude. Avocados are nasty.
You have a 16% lower risk of dying compared to those with lower intakes, while those who ate a lot of animal fats had a 21% higher risk of dying of heart disease.
Oh, right. So if you make your bacon out of leaves, you're going to last longer.
Yeah. You know what? But you won't be as happy. I can assure
you.
I was sitting by a lady. I told you about the lady who was eating the bean burger. Remember a few weeks ago?
Yes. And she got you to eat one.
It was nasty smelling. That thing was awful. I mean, you know what beans smell like when they come out the other end? Well, her burger smelled like that going in, and it
right.
was just nasty. And I'm like, what the hell? I mean, if I'm going to eat a burger, I'm going to enjoy a slimy, greasy, real burger. Why eat
right.
that crap that tastes like crap?
Right.
It smells like crap, too, actually.
It's the wrong color.
She was like, oh, I've been a vegetarian for now 7 months, and I feel so much better. I said, well, damn, you're smelling up the whole damn plane.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was on your flight, too?
Oh, she's sitting right beside me. Which didn't she ask me?
Oh,
wanna,
man.
Would you
what,
like
what?
A,
she
would
was,
you
she
like
was ripping
bite?
Him out. Wait a minute. She was,
like
oh, gosh, you see that stanky
burger?
Thing, and then she was ripping him out of the plane?
I'm no kidding. She goes, she opens up the package, and she says, wow, this really smells bad. And I said, no kidding. And then she said,
oh my
would
God.
You like would you like a bite of my bean burger? And I said, excuse me?
Oh, I could have said so. Oh, boy. Oh,
I
I'm glad it was not that.
I could have
oh, boy, oh, boy.
I held off.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see what smells worse. You know, there's a whole bunch of ways that could have gone.
I was thinking some, too, but I stopped. Okay, number 14.
Yep. Boy, you got
Monsanto.
Off that one quick.
Yeah. I figured we could probably talk an hour about that if we decided to go
oh,
that way.
Oh, yes. Does your burger feel fresh? It's a sanitary
right.
burger.
Right.
Can I get
story
a sign of chlamydia?
Story number
chlamydia
14.
Chlamydia salad sounds really good.
Monsanto, your favorite people. Okay,
they make
story.
The blue waffle.
You're going to love this story, okay?
All right, shoot, what do you got? I love Monsanto stuff.
Monsanto
oh,
is going, it will fund what they call pairwise plants, P-A-I-R, pairwise plants, okay? Which aims to develop crops using gene editing technology.
Wait. Gene editing. Think of those two words
yes.
next to each other.
Yes,
oh, my God. Really think gene editing. It's like, oh, my God, we're rewriting it.
Monsanto will invest $100 million in pairwise plants over the next 5 years to finance research on gene editing tools and pairwise
gene editing.
Will research how to use the tools to alter commodity crops like corn, soy, wheat, cotton, and canola, exclusively for Monsanto.
Canola. Canola. I love the term canola. Canola. You know what's really called?
What?
You know what canola oil comes from, right? Doesn't come from the canola bean.
Yeah,
rapeseed.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't. The seeds don't even come with a kit.
Okay.
Anyway,
is that all you got?
I thought I'd throw that in there. It's a nice little speed bump, but again,
it's a little speed bump. All right, story number 15. Oh, Trump's going at it again. Here's another Trump story. You ready?
What do you got?
The Trump administration aims to limit warning labels on unhealthy food in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada as part of the NAFTA negotiation. So in other words, he wants to take the warning labels off. I love this guy.
I don't need. You don't have to tell me. I'm going to die 50,000 years before I'm due to die because I ate the hamburger. I want the hamburger. I don't give a shit what it does.
Well,
give me the hamburger.
That's right. Like we used to. I love this guy. I mean,
right.
Take the damn warning. Take the warning labels and all off the cigarettes and everything. I say this.
Yes.
We don't need all that.
Let the stupid sort itself out.
Well, you go. Oh, by the way, this is according to people familiar with the matter.
Of course. Yes. They're bought and paid for. Yes.
Officials in Mexico and Canada are discussing adding easy-to-understand symbols that warn consumers of health risks, but the U.S. is reportedly moving to limit the ability of any NAFTA member to require consumer warnings on the front of packaged products. Reported in the New York Times.
Okay, so you know the warnings by emoji now. Oh, that's great. That's just freaking great.
that emoji doesn't look happy,
so that can't be a happy food. That's a mad
emoji.
That means my bowels will get clogged. They have
puking emojis, and I have like emojis like with their ear and a nose falling off, like for leprosy emojis for things that cause leprosy. And
yes. And the big red face one squinting, it's like it causes anal blockage. Yeah.
Big fat emojis, this will make you fat. It is fat.
Yes.
I like that. Like little smiley
yes,
face.
Yes, say
like
no to spandex.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, the Walmart. Oh, God. Oh, the Walmart. Oh.
How about the emoji for anal leakage? That would be a funny emoji.
Yeah, that would just be a dipstick.
In fact, you know what? That's the word. I think I'm going to see if I can add that to. What's that that dictionary?
Well, it was wow chips made with Olean that caused the anal leakage.
Yeah, but
it said right on the freaking bag, too. It's like I read it on the bag.
I like
who would buy this?
I like that word.
I'm
going
to bring this to
the
point so I can shit myself on their couch. It's not my couch.
Think about this, John. The anal leakage, that spot that you get in your underwear, that should be called emoji. Doesn't that sound like the word to be used for that? I got an emoji in my pants.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. That's kind of
that
funny,
should be
actually.
The word for that.
You came up with a funny. Frank's kind of funny.
people always talk about
I'm gonna put an
right?
emoji in my shorts. Oh, it must have been a rough night.
An emoji.
I gave birth to an emoji in my shorts.
Is that an emoji in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
Oh, listen to you. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
All right, story number 16.
He got emoji in my hair. Emoji pearl cream from the Orient. Oh, God, no. Stop me now, please. Oh, I need
all right. Story number 16. You're going to like this. McDonald's. McDonald's is always in our news. McDonald's committed to cut greenhouse gas emissions 36% by the year 2030. from the 2015 levels to accomplish this
goal.
Yeah, the
goal, food that doesn't make you fart.
The company will add LED lights in all their stores, woohoo, and more efficient equipment, including grillers and fryers. Grills and fryers, not grillers. Additionally, McDonald's plans to make changes to their beef production and have its suppliers experimenting with paddock-style grazing practices. I looked up paddock-style grazing, and actually it's kind of a cool idea. You rotate the cows from different pastures so that they don't put stress on the land. Did you know this, that when the cow grazes, if they eat too much grass, it adds more carbon into the air if you have dirt versus grass? So this, it's like a pinwheel. They move them from paddock to paddock to paddock to paddock to paddock around them like a pinwheel circle. So McDonald's is going to start doing that. Do you feel better now about McDonald's?
Oh, yes, of course I do. Of course I do.
I knew you would. I do.
I told you a story. Me and Meg, I very, very rarely ever eat McDonald's. We're going to do some event, whatever, just a few months back. And it was early in the morning. I didn't have a chance to cook any breakfast, whatever. So I'm just freaking hungry. There's a McDonald's, like, oh, God, maybe a few blocks away from here. And so we stop in there. It's like, 6:30 in the morning. I all I wanted was a couple of sausage biscuits and a couple of hash browns and a Coke. That's just something to put in my stomach. I know it's going to be lead in a little while, but whatever. And I asked for two sausage biscuits plain. Okay, so we got it, and Maggie got, like, a hash brown. So we're driving along. I open up my sausage biscuits. I asked for sausage biscuit plain. Do you know what I got?
You're right. What?
A biscuit.
That's right. You asked for sausage biscuit plain.
No freaking meat. I want a sausage biscuit plain, so I took the meat out. The frick? And these idiots want $15 an hour. Yeah, right on that, little Lucille. What the frick? What do you get? The sausage biscuit plain, so you take the meat out. What planet are you from?
I just said a funny. Did you tell Maggie the whole of the sausage?
Short strokes around the head.
All right. Story number 17. Allegic Sapphire, as a company, is constructing $130 million facility to hatch, grow, and process salmon in Homestead, Florida. The company predicts the annual output at the 380,000 square foot center will be 90,000 metric tons of salmon by the year 2027, or about 10% of the total U.S. market. That's pretty cool. They're going to be growing salmon in a $130 million facility covering 380,000 square feet. Do you feel better now?
Am I supposed to be impressed by that? Why don't you just let them do what they're doing? Salmon are better in the wild. I don't even eat salmon. I have a problem eating a fish whose meat is orange. It's just, to me, it's freaking weird. So I don't even eat salmon. But I mean, but why can't you just, like, let them do their own thing? Why do you have to catch them and put them in a pool?
Because
you're turning them into orange tilapia now.
No, you're like, it's no different than the chicken business or the pig business or the cow business. It kind of makes sense. It's salmon farming. You don't have to catch everything in the wild. Do you run outside and catch your chicken running down the road? Do you
absolutely
go out and run chasing down the road to go catch a cow?
Absolutely.
No, it's just farming. That's what it is.
No. That's why I park on top of a squirrel. They don't run as much.
All right. Speaking of that, my dog ate a baby possum. You ever seen a baby possum? It's like a – never mind. I ain't going there. We got to hurry up to these stories. Okay.
No. The grown-up possums look like nature had a really bad night and then farted.
Well, you ought to see a baby possum. It's like – is that a marsupial? Is that what a possum
is? Yes, it is. It's the only marsupial in North America.
Well, the possum mother ran through the backyard. The dog chased it, and I guess one of her marsupial babies fell out on the ground. And then
well,
my
actually,
dogs
they
are,
cling.
My,
they don't
my
fall
dogs
out.
Are,
they actually cling to the sides of the mom.
Well, I guess, oh, that's right. They well, they he it fell off, and the dog decided to have a buffet.
That's great.
That was, but it was gross. Okay, story number 18. 4 in 10 U.S. consumers actively avoid MSG. Do you avoid MSG, John?
Yeah, because I hate the Rangers. That's where they play.
Is that where they play?
Yeah, Madison Square Garden.
But they avoid it. But did you know that recent studies have proven that MSG does not produce numbness, weakness, or heart palpitations as previously
that's been,
thought?
That's been known from day one. Everybody, accent or all that—that's all MSG. It's a flavor enhancer. Everybody.
Yep.
Oh, MSG. It doesn't do anything to you. Yeah, but no, it gives me fibromyalgia. Oh no, oh, another one that nobody knows what the fuck it is. Okay, good. So,
40% of people out there avoid MSG, and really, there's scientific proof that it really doesn't.
There's
do
nothing
anything.
Wrong
it
with it.
Cost.
No, it
I did not know that, so I read this. And then other top ingredients that consumers try to avoid include added sugars, sodium, preservatives, and artificial colors and flavors. I think I'll probably find out.
Artificial colors and flavors. Okay, I'll give the artificial colors and flavors. The rest of the stuff, what? Okay, I'm surprised it wasn't gluten. What happened to gluten? Everybody
oh,
eats gluten
right.
now.
Gluten.
I mean, gluten. Where the hell's that? It's like I'm gluten intolerant. Are you celiac? What did you call me? You're not gluten intolerant, you idiot.
That's right. That whole gluten intolerant thing is bullshit. Except
oh, it is. It's so much fun. Oh,
celiac.
I love picking up people with that.
Small percentage of people that truly have the disease, the
celiac disease, you can die from it. Okay,
correct.
It's not like I got an upset tummy. No, he's dead. that's celiac stuff. All right. If you're celiac, you know it, and it's
yeah,
kind of okay. Lactose intolerant. I consider myself to be somewhat. Yeah. It's not like it. It makes me fart. It gives me an upset stomach. Do I avoid it? I try to, but every once in a while, I like a glass of milk, and I drink a glass of milk, and I take a Mylax or whatever. You pop a couple, and make the gas go away. I'm fine with it. Oh, a kid, oh my goodness, it's got gluten and dairy? Will you please get out of my sight?
I know. I agree with you. There's whole sections in the supermarket now.
And these
guys
dog
green.
In their purse.
That's ridiculous. All right. Story number 19. A federal judge has denied Post Foods' motion to dismiss the bulk of claims in a proposed consumer class action lawsuit alleging that the company made false or misleading claims by advertising its sweetened products are healthy.
Oh, my God.
The judge ruled that
while
the company's labeling statements were true, they overall could still convey a false or misleading impression. Can you imagine the people, the executive of Post Foods, are sitting around and they say, okay, these super sugar crisp cereals or whatever they make, you know,
they're really
they
good
do
for
have
you.
They do have oats in them. Hey, that's good for you. That's good for you. And,
right.
You know, it does have fiber. That's good for you. That's good for you. So let's just say skip the whole 3 tons of sugar we put in there. Let's just call them healthy.
we'll call them healthy, but we'll put the ingredients on the label so people can read them. But they're too lazy to, so we just call it healthy and they believe it. And then when they find out what's really in it, that was already written on the package, they're going to sue us. That's what it is.
Yes. Okay.
You gotta love it.
Story number 20.
People are just amazing. Anyway.
Speaking of sexual stories.
Yeah, bring it on, baby.
This cracks me up. Ocean Spray has asked the FDA for permission to use a health claim that if you drink cranberry juice, it reduces urinary tract infections for women.
It does.
It does. It actually does work. It truly does.
But it does.
The FDA decided it will not consider an authorized health claim, but it will consider the statement for a qualified health claim. which requires a lower standard of scientific evidence and requires the company to use circumspect language, noting that the evidence is inconclusive. I disagree. I have been with, I won't go into detail, but I have been with some women who had urinary tract infections.
Right.
And that stuff works. You drink some cranberry juice, dude, it clears it right up.
Wait. You're looking at the body part while they drank the cranberry juice?
No. Not immediately, but it'll go away.
That sounded really, really nasty, dude. Look at it go away. It was like magic.
I wish they would say it was okay, because how cool would that be to see Ocean Spray cranberry juice in the supermarket and it have a big giant like red day glow label that says reduces urinary tract infections.
Get the yeast out of your shorts.
I think that would be cool. All right. Number 21. The best-selling item at the Amazon Go store. Remember the Amazon Go store? We don't have to have a wallet. You don't have any checkout. You just walk in and walk out.
That was really, really freaky stuff. Yeah. Yep.
What do you think the best-selling item at an Amazon Go store is? This cracks me up.
Shopping carts.
No, a chicken sandwich. Now, why? Why would that be the best-selling item in an Amazon Go store?
A chicken sandwich. What the frick? A chicken sandwich.
I swear to you. That's what this is.
Watermelon
number
pop.
Two.
What the frick? What? Chicken sandwich. What the
that's
frick?
The number one. The number one Amazon Go store item is chicken sandwich. Number two, here they are, meal kits. Number two is meal kits.
Meal kit.
And number
MRE,
three,
right.
Number three is fresh fruit. But I can't believe that chicken sandwich would be the number one selling item in an Amazon Go store. One of the biggest challenges of the technology.
Was it gluten free?
Probably. One of the biggest challenges of the technology has reported been having, now here's the funny part, the computer is having a hard time discerning products that look similar, like a sugar-free drink versus a regular version.
A big gulp versus a super big gulp, yes.
I still cannot believe that they're doing this. You just walk in, grab what you want, and walk out, and then it fills you.
You know, what'd be really cool is you get a mask of your friend and get his credit card. You're good. You're golden, man.
Yeah, you remember those? Remember those? What well, have all these presidents? But you know, get one of those Richard Nixon masks.
It's always Nixon. So never have a George Washington mask. Never have a President Polk mask. No. Always got to go with Nixon. Hey, maybe Teddy Roosevelt. Let's do Nixon. No Garfield
story
masks,
number,
you know. It's
story number 22.
I mean, you get the Kennedy mask. It has a hole in it, but hey, whatever.
Oh, I just got that. That was a rough one there. Oof. Okay.
Oh,
story
please. Chappaquiddick runs in the family. What?
Story number 22. I guess actually, you think about it now, the Lincoln one had the same hole in it, wouldn't it?
No, that would have been front of the head and back of the head.
Oh man, I just heard like 4 million radio computer systems shut down. Okay, story number 22. I wish we had 4 million.
Look at this Ocean Spray.
The number of Americans drinking a daily cup of coffee is at its highest level since 2012, with demand continuing to get a boost from at-home consumption and gourmet
drinks.
You know why? According to the National Coffee Association. Why?
Because now 10-year-olds drink freaking coffee.
True.
Yeah,
almost
very true.
80% of those surveyed said they have had a cup of coffee at home the previous day, while coffee consumed at cafes and other out-of-town, out-of-home locations totaled 36% of purchases. demand for gourmet coffee.
You got kids in freaking elementary school drinking coffee.
Well, you're exactly right, because demand for gourmet coffee continues to get a boost from younger drinkers.
Of course.
48% of millennials drinking coffee saying they have a gourmet cup of coffee the day before, according to surveys.
It's not coffee, though. You go into that stupid Starbucks language crap. I need a double shot of all that crap. I've been in Starbucks like twice in my life, and it was not by choice. And I went in there because somebody wanted some shit. I'm listening to what comes out of these people's mouths. I'm like, what happened to coffee regular?
You can get that. You can actually get that at like Wawa.
Right, and it takes like 30 seconds.
No, it actually
and you don't even need earplugs while it's being made.
Exactly.
What do you do? I'm scalding the milk. Well, why don't you freaking not?
I believe it says at Wawa it just says regular coffee. It does on the label. I believe that's what it says on the can.
That's right. It used to be coffee, regular coffee, dark coffee, light. There it is. Or black, not dark. But your coffee black, coffee light, coffee regular. Those were your three choices.
Yes, we always
now
get into this little.
Now you got your own freaking language. A venti. Why don't you vent your head? You know, so what the.
Story number 23. Scallop prices are about to fall in the U.S. And they have posted a decline due to potential increase in the amount of fishermen are allowed to bring to shore. Fishermen have received slightly less money for scallops at the docks in recent years. Yeah, called
that's
because
they're catching potatoes. Right.
Falling to about $12 per pound in 2016. What does it cost retail for scallops? You know, I don't even know that. If the
a lot.
Fishermen are getting $12.
It's kind of like, okay, you can get crab or you can get sea legs. You can get all that crap. Or you can get scallops, the real ones, or you can get them like the stuff they take like skate, the skate wings, and they put a cookie cutter through them. That's a lot of the scallops out there. That's just freaking nasty. But the real scallops, they're expensive. The base, which ones are the big ones? The base scallops are the big ones? I always get them confused. You get the little teeny scallops, you get the big ones. Base scallops are the little guys?
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever it is. I think ocean scallops are the big boys. Those are cool.
Because I think it's about $30 a pound, so I don't buy scallops.
Yeah, they ain't cheap.
Often,
they've never been cheap.
But
they've
the
never
prices
been cheap.
Will be dropping. It says you'll start seeing the price drop in restaurants and grocery stores sometime later this year.
Yeah, and you look on the bottom of it, it says made in China.
Story number 24. Now, this one is going to blow your mind. Now, listen to what I say. Whoever's still listening, they're going to say, well, no shit. When I read this, you ready?
Shoot.
Spices, John, you heard of spices before, right?
Don't use them,
okay,
but I heard of them.
Spices, they may help convince high school students to eat more vegetables. according to a study from Pennsylvania
Broccoli
State
Plains
University.
Sucks.
And the McCormick Science Institute, believe it or not.
They have a science institute. This is great stuff.
This is going to crack you up. You ready?
Yep.
And I quote, I'm quoting this from the study that was done by the Pennsylvania State
University.
The study
was bought and paid for by...
When asked to choose between plain vegetables and vegetables seasoned with spice blends, guess what students prefer, John?
Tacos.
They prefer the spicy versions for corn and peas, broccoli, vegetable dip, black beans with corn, and cauliflower. Well, come on. Most students
My parents have had an antique store now for 40, oh my God, how many years have it been? 40, 45 years? Whatever. And they said they sell of course they sell DEFCON products because they have an awesome son. They have a number of housewives that come in there exclusively to get our mild wing sauce because the kids won't eat their vegetables without it. So that means DEFCON, making kids healthier every day of the week.
There
See
you
that?
Go. You should be a food guru all by yourself.
I am. I do my own research, and nobody's paying me for it.
Now, this is also going to blow your mind. Most students surveyed said the taste, the serving size, and the food's appearance were most important to them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. Like what, Totino's pizza rolls. Yeah, that was really appetizing there, Schmedlap.
When it comes to food, let's see. Is the taste important? Yes. The serving size? Yep. And the food appearance? Yep, that has something to do with it.
Please. Broccoli's freaking so, broccoli, you idiot.
For those who haven't figured this out, if you have children, if you, like, sprinkle salt or pepper or Old Bay or any of your other favorite spices on the vegetables, your kids will eat their vegetables.
And if you really want to piss them off, use Reaper pepper.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be worse than getting
little Johnny was a bad boy today, so we doused his eyes with this shit.
That's right. We'd give him cauliflower with Reaper powder.
Yeah, you
okay.
go.
There
Have
you
some
go.
Reaper flour.
All right. Number 25.
It was fried canola oil. It was fried in rapeseed.
You're going to also like this story. All right. Here we go. The day has come for legions of people wishing they could smell like they rubbed their heads and their breakfast. I've actually rubbed my head in my breakfast occasion a couple of times after, you know, you go out partying.
Wait, what? You rubbed your head in your food? What the hell's wrong with you?
You got to let me finish. For the legions of people wishing they could smell like they rubbed their heads in their breakfast, just like the glory days, their day has come.
What a glory holes. Where the hell are we going with this?
Cheese and bacon-scented hair products are real,
no.
and you can buy them now. Yes.
No.
Guess who's making them, too, by the way?
Monsanto.
No. Einstein Brothers. Einstein Bagel Company is making hair products now that smell like cheese and bacon. Yep.
The fuck. Yeah, so some things just shouldn't be told.
Well, it's a new hottest craze.
Dude,
you can go to Einstein Brothers. You can go to EinsteinBrothers.com and you can order this stuff, or you can go to their stores. It's supposed to be like
Can I get the Big Mac shampoo?
I'm going to get some. You know, I'm going to go out and get some bacon shampoo. You know, I'm going to do that. In fact,
I need some Chalupa deodorant.
Yep.
Frick.
You
know,
it's the newest thing to smell like bacon or smell like cheese.
I want to smell like cheese. Yeah, I want to smell like cheese. You know, it'll be great. No, you know, it's really be fun though if you with the bacon one. If you Headley, you're sharing like a workspace at work with a vegan
yeah.
and have bacon shampoo.
I'm going to order some. You know I am. I'm going to get some.
Or the lady sitting next to you has a Habib, whatever that the burka thing. Yeah, you got to work next
yeah.
to her. Have a smell like bacon. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would go over well. All right. Well, that's believe it or not, we went through 25 stories. We made it, and we have.
Yeah, well, I'm upset that our analyst wasn't on with us tonight, though.
Yeah, I know she didn't call in, but oh well.
She gave the information, though. I'll give her that. So
she did
do her homework.
She did do her homework. So hey, can't expect her to do everything because you know we don't pay her enough to do everything.
Yeah, she's making more than I am.
No, she's making about the same as we are, which is, see, we're equal opportunity employer.
Yeah, there you go.
None of us make anything, so we're all equal, right?
Right, we are, yes.
On that note, let me see, do we have anything else? Nope. Anybody else want to call in before we sign off? You got, like, 2 minutes, I'll let you call in, 714-242-5272.
Yeah, before his phone cuts out, man, I want to call in.
Hey, we made it, too. I never cut out. I'm still, either we're not on the air, or my phone's working. One or the other. Okay, I guess no one's calling.
Now you know. Now you're coming to the Hot Sauce Sex Bar, right?
What did you say about a sex bar?
A sex bar? What are you talking about? I said, you come into the Hot Sauce Expo.
Oh, Hot Sauce Expo. When you said Sauce Expo, it sounded like sex. Yes.
Right.
When is
that's
because
you don't get enough. April. I understand that.
April what?
21st and 22nd.
April 21st.
That's a 2-1 and a 2-2.
And since it's the New York Hot Sauce show, I assume it's in New York, right?
NYC Hot Sauce Expo, yeah, I consider New York.
Okay. Yes, I'm planning on being there.
Okay, yes, I'm planning on is not a guaranteed. Okay, I get it.
No, I know I'm planning on being there. I got to order my ticket.
Planning on it, but, you know, I might have a flat tire.
I am planning on being there.
All right. I'll keep a seat open at for the big dinner. If you're going to come to that thing on Saturday, you want to come to the dinner. The dinner is that's the big boy.
I have been traveling like a crazy man. I just got back from Texas, and then I've got to go to California. I've got to go back to Texas again. I've got to go to Arkansas. And
I don't remember asking. I don't remember asking.
Well, I'm just trying to fill time. All right. We're done. Anything else to say?
No, pretty much I think we're done. You know it's kind of funny? I was doing a show. I'm cooking Maggie's dinner, too. See, I'm multitasking tonight.
According to people who know, what was it that it said a little while ago? What was that line? Familiar with the situation? According to people
familiar with the situation.
Yes. You were multitasking.
That's right. I was.
Okay.
And you didn't even know it. Hey, imagine that.
Well, this is where you're supposed to do your Batman or whatever it is, your TV thing, whatever, same time,
yes,
whatever.
Yes, and the folks around the cosmos who listen to our show, we will be back next Sunday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, same bat time, same bat channel, and we will see you all on the radio.
I keep gritting my teeth, I keep hitting the ground. Got my hands full of grease, fingernails whittled down. They pick me up and they put me down. But when the smoke done settle, I stood my ground. Now ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I've been kept in the fog, now I'm ready to bust. If you live my life, you ain't got time to trust. I've been blue-collar pride since I rode the bus. Saw my life on the line, blood, sweat, and the grind. I live what I spit, bullshitting aside. Always been first place, I ain't got time to tie. So you can put away the hearse, I ain't got time to die.
They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held the ground. I'm still standing here. Oh, this is my life and this is my road. It feels like home to me. And all of you that had your doubts are just a memory. I know that this road is so damn tough and my back's up against the wall. I'll pick myself back up again and prove to all of y'all that we ain't no punks.
Hell no.
No, we ain't no punks. Make a family proud and show you how to get her done. No, we won't back down.
No,
we won't back down.
No.
Through a cloud of smoke, you gon' see my ass as I raise hell through your town. They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing.
Settle clear. I'll be staring at the world through my rearview mirror. All I need is my crowd and my crowd gonna cheer. When life is tough, just shift another gear. Now pump your fist like this. Raise hell, mother. Raise hell, mother. Now pump your fist like this. Pump your fist. Pump your fist.
They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. In the woods from the trailer parks, this good old boy done become a star. Now the dead made a dream, now my dream took me far. I'm still standing here. I love the crowd cause they lift me up when they're screaming out my name. If I'm going down tonight, then I'm going down in flames. They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town.
get high from riding 8 seconds deep. I get high from the needle on my back with ink. And how some of you suckers wanna be like me? Got no time for paparazzi, taking my shot. I got no time for the critics that are wanting my spot. Got no time for the job, I'll see you at the top. I'm never gonna quit and I'll never, never stop.
They pick me up and they put me down.